When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I don't know if you pick up on these deals when you go to the supermarket. Do you know the one? 3 cartons of orange juice for the price of 2, or, you know, a dozen and a half eggs for the price of a dozen, that kind of thing. Or particularly these ones where if you spend 50 euro, you get a tenner off or a fiver off. A lot of the supermarkets do that. And we keep the tokens and all that crack. Are you actually saving any money? Might you inadvertently be spending more despite yourself? Because guess what? The supermarkets want you to spend more. Supermarkets don't ever want to give you anything for free or anything for less. Not really, anyway. Santis O'Gara, who's been on here before, the Caribbean dub and, of course, budget coach on RTE's Consumer Show, The Price of Everything. You've been looking into this, Santis, and they are sort of forcing you to part with more money than you want to, even though you don't think they are. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Aldi commissioned this research to be done. And it's saying that because of people chasing... Sorry, good morning, by the way. Yeah. I got right.
Good to talk to you again.
Because of people chasing these specials, they're actually adding an extra 500 euro to their food shop bill at the end of the year.
Wow. How does it work? I mean, the special looks like a deal. Like I said, three cartons of orange juice for the price of 2. I mean, how is that not a deal?
Because you know what? How do you know that you're getting the best price anyway if you're going to that one supermarket every single week? The first thing I always say to people, you have to shop around. You have to know your prices for your basic ingredients, your basic pantry buys, your staples that you buy every week. And if you're not going to use 3 cartons of orange juice in a week, then it doesn't matter if it's a special or not. You're going to end up wasting it. So it's going out the other way as well, because if you're not using it, that's money that you're throwing into the bin because you bought something that wasn't on your list or it wasn't part of your meal plan for that week. And it ends up being dump. And I always say as well, it's not a bargain if you don't need it, you know. A lot of people, you know what, for the 50 and you get 10 off.
Yes.
What a lot of people do, they end up going, oh, geez, you know what, I'm at 48. What can I get? Like, what can I put in it? Yeah. And end up spending, you know, it could be you just throw something in there because you're panicking, then you just want to make that number.
Yeah.
And it ended up being 54. But you didn't go in there to spend 54.
Right.
So when you add those up every single week, it ends up being, you know, quite a lot. And then you have people, like a supermarket wants you to be loyal to them, which is fair enough. They're a business. Like, if you take the emotions out of it, that's a business that's out there to make money.
Yeah.
As simple as that. The bottom line is they want to report to the board or whatever every year and say, we made this at the end of the year. And if they keep you loyal to them and you're emotionally attached because it's always been the place we go to and blah, 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 you know, you're going to be loyal to them. They're going to get your money because you're going to come back every week. You don't know what's going on in any of the supermarkets. So you actually don't know if you're getting the best deal.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Convenience has a lot to do with that too.
Yes.
Just, you know, I mean, and yes, particularly the, you mentioned Aldi doing research, the Aldis, the Lidls of this world, an awful lot of them.
Yes.
The place, how's, who's going to win out when you have several choices? As I do, for example, where I live, I have several choices. Can I get a parking space? Are the prices reasonable? Are the opening hours suitable to a busy life? The one that ticks those boxes is the one that's going to get you custom.
It's the truth. And then I always know that, you know, people that live rurally, with the cost of petrol and everything as well, it might just be, you know, the spot where it's easier for them to go to and it's less cost. Like, so I look at everything as well. You know, I'm like, well, it doesn't make sense if you have to drive 20 miles, you know, to be able to shop around.
Yeah.
And, you know, the cost of petrol. But I always say, you know, a lady gave me this idea and I thought it was really good. You know, when she's buying her bulk, so say she goes to Dunn's or Super Value and she knows, okay, in here we get great value for the pasta, we get great value for toilet roll or something like that. She said that's where she literally uses that voucher and she kind of swaps it, they swap it around their family. Yeah. I thought it was a brilliant way of really, you know, economic, I can't even get the word out. Yes, that's the word. Thank you so much. Economizing how much they can spend, you know, and that's really smart. So I always think, you know, community is always the ones that win. So if you can club in with somebody or, you know, and make sure you're getting, but if you only stick to one supermarket, you don't know where you're getting value for money.
You've been talking about reading about some of the stuff you did with extra.ie there recently, and you're saying as we come into the autumn and the winter now, and look, the cost of living at the moment anyway, Santis, is only going one way. It's only going one way. The importance of a list and sticking to that list.
People think that that's something you say, you know, oh, everybody says stick to the list, but it really is. Make sure you're buying what your family are going to eat, number one. There's no point trying to set up a 4-star restaurant, you know, with your meal plan. Buy the stuff. They like sausages, mash and chips. Buy the stuff that your family are going to eat and stick to it. So then if you do go into a supermarket and you see a special like that, you could say, oh, wow. Okay, this sausage there can freeze that. That could do me for 3 meal plans down, the, you know, 3 weeks down the line or 4 weeks down the line. That's when those special comes in handy. If you have it in your budget and if you can stretch it to make sure it feeds your family. Right now, we really have to be cutting back. We really have to be watching where we're spending our money. And I think the list is so important, but the meal plan is so important as well. And you know, it's all well and good going in and getting the bargain, but you want to make sure you're eating it and you're using it and you're not dumping it as well, because that's wasting money on the other side.
You made the point as well, we're coming into the autumn and the winter and heating our homes and lighting our homes is going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
And if you're spending 50 quid where you went in with the intention of spending 40, that's 10 euro that could be going to a heating bill.
Well, that's it. Like right now, I'm already putting away any kind of change that I have, I'm putting that towards my electricity, my energy bill for the winter, because I don't want to have a fright like I did last year, you know, when those bills were coming in and it's like, wow, that's nearly double. Or, you know, you don't want to have that as much as you possibly can. It's really hard to be in control of these things, you know. I'm literally, the children have their onesies and all. I'm ready. I'm ready as much as I can be, but it's just trying to plan ahead as much as you can.
Yeah.
I used to be able to tell people, do this, but it's, to a certain point, it's out of our control as well.
And you know, deals, Santis, and the buy one, get one free, or buy two and get three kind of thing.
Yeah.
If it's a non-perishable item, like let's say, for example, a half kilo bag of pasta, if that's two for the price of one, well, that's not going to go off anytime soon. So that's worth buying.
Yeah. That's a pantry staple. So that's something that you know that you could cook up something with it. But then you only need so many bags of pasta as well.
This is true.
But that is something, the tin of tomatoes, like, you know, I'm when I see like cooking oil or olive oil, I know that we're going to be using that.
Yes.
You know, that's almost like every day things that you take for granted.
And
but every day
off.
It's not going to go off. So you buy that and you stock that up and you get yourself a few months, because it could be quite expensive, you know. If you're just buying them one at a time. So when I see stuff like that, pantry staples, I'm like, okay, that's a good one. And I actually have the extra here in my budget. So I'll actually take that, bring that home. And that will actually save me money in a few weeks, because that's something I would have bought anyway.
Yeah. There's another idea that you could think of, I guess, at this time of the year too, is with the winter coming up ahead. And if you have that extra couple of quid, start buying those, like you said, pantry staples that are not going to go off and that you're going to use.
Yeah.
Do you know?
And they're going to, like, I always say, like, pantry staples, you know, your tin tomatoes, you know, your sugar, your flour, all those things that if you couldn't go to the shop for one, whatever reason, you could still make up a nice, delicious meal. It'll keep you going, you know. Mm. Always keep them there. They're always going to be value for money, because you're always going to end up using them. It's nice to have in the home.
Yes.
I would say, though, if it's something that you wouldn't buy, like the likes of the orange juice.
Yes.
If you wouldn't buy three, then don't buy three of them. You're just wasting your money. And if you're a natural spender like me, that would be a trigger to go and see, oh, well, that's on special as well. And that's on special as well. And before long, you have a lot of specials and no money at the end of it.
Well,
you know,
I know someone who's worked for many years in retail and retail display. Yeah. And when they start getting into the science of it, and
it's,
how
it's actually brilliant.
The job is to empty your wallet before you even get to the counter.
Yeah.
And everything is that nothing appears on a shelf just because the shelf is there. Every single thing is planned.
It's psychological. There's so many, even the way you walk into the supermarket one way. This is not just COVID. It's always been that way. You walk in one way and the only way you get out, there's no other way of getting out except through the till.
Buy something. Yeah.
So most people are going to say, oh, just even if you didn't want, I'll just pick that up and buy it.
There you go.
There's a lot of people. I don't see a lot of people walk out empty handed, you know. Even you want the milk, you have to go to the other side of the shop. And in the meantime, you're bypassing a load of specials.
That's right.
That you're going to, you'll throw in the, you'll throw in the trolley.
Great. You might go in for a litre of milk and a sliced pan. And before you know it, you've bought four or five different things. You're actually going back for a basket, even though you can in for a handful of stuff. Oh, I know. And it's a science. Santa's always great to chat with you on the Opinion Line. We'll talk again sometime soon. Are you ever going to move to Cork, by the way? We talked about that before.
We had a big discussion yesterday and the family were opposed. They said it was too far for me. But everybody was saying that's two and a half hours now. You need to think about this. So I don't know what I don't know what to say to them, but look, Cork is on the map. I'm like, geez. Thank you so much.
Good for you. Always good to speak with you. Sanchez O'Garo, the Caribbean Dub. You'll find her on Insta and a few more different platforms. And she's also a part now of the RTE Consumer Show, The Price of Everything. And she does loads of stuff on YouTube.
Cork's 96 FM.